Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Alexis Levi once again on Sports 101. We have some exciting guests that are coming this week. We have been interviewing almost every day last week and those this week because we want to bring you great information. Our preface for our station is primarily sports and information and education, and also just bringing people online that can give, I call it nuggets of information that normally you wouldn't find, or you wouldn't find the person that would readily sit down and talk with you about how to be a leader, how to start an esports company, how to get into college and get all the scholarships. So today's guest is exciting. I have been dabbling in real estate for many years, purchasing a few things myself, referring clients to realtors. And a couple of years ago, we decided to put together a program that would allow us to really market to the sports and entertainment industry. And so we had the fortunate blessing of meeting a gentleman that is a realtor in Los Angeles, and I've asked him to come on the station with me today to kind of talk a little bit about athletes in real estate. So without further ado, I want to welcome Renee Enriquez to the phone. How are you, Renee?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much, Alexis, for having me on board.
Yeah, no, I'm excited too. You know, it's taken us a while. We've done a few things out there in the real estate world, but as I started doing research at the beginning of the year, a lot of more athletes are trying to get into real estate. They're trying to do the flips. They see all the TV shows on HDTV, and they're like, we want to do that too. So what I thought I would do today is have you online, talk a little bit about our athlete wealth plan and what we want to do this year. And without, you know, going too far, I want to find out and tell our audience sort of how you got into real estate, because it's the how-to that gets people excited and the opportunities and the success that you've had. So tell us a little bit about how you got in and why you got in.
Well, I will say it was probably back in late 90s, early 2000s. I got a glimpse of how you can generate wealth in the real estate world without even having a license, just being out there and learning what good properties should look like in terms of investments and things like that, whether you're looking to hold and lease for a while or you're looking to make flips. I knew a lot of friends and family members that were doing it, and I got a glimpse of it and decided to kind of jump in with both feet. And back then, I was more of just making investments on my own and trying to find some good deals, good properties. Later on, I had a career in the education world for the longest time, for about 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
I decided to jump in into real estate, as a realtor, because I found that many folks were misinformed out there in terms of services and things they can do to acquire property and be able to be successful with wealth management and things like that. And so I really found joy. I was really shocked when, you know, my first time when I was able to make $60,000, $70,000 on the first deal. And I was like, wow, this is like what they say, you know, making your money work for you, which is you working for your money, right? So I think I fell in love with the business. There's tons of opportunities out there. So those are the opportunities that I like to share with my client and kind of coach him on him and educate him and say, hey, you can do this.
Yes, yes. And, you know, I had a little dabbling on the financial side early in my career, met someone who was a broker, and you can make some great money. And whether you're on the broker side or whether you're on the realtor side or whether, like you said, you're just doing some investing. And once you make that first one, you kind of go, oh, my goodness. I didn't have to work so hard to get this type of money, right? And then when you did that first one, you're like, okay, I can do this again and again and again and just keep, you know, a couple of years. Let me ask you this. What would you advise for an athlete to do to get started?
Well, to get started, I mean, especially with athletes, celebrities, or, you know, folks that they have the means to make some big investments. And I think I like to call it keep it simple. So let's just try to keep it very, very simple, because when you talk about investing into real estate, whether you have $20,000 to invest or you have $20 million to invest, It's all about keeping it simple. What happens when you have more money, obviously you want to go for the bigger things, right? You might want to invest in a hotel, or you might want to invest in different types of businesses or other types of real estate that we might not know a whole lot of. And what I mean by keeping it simple is there's nothing wrong with having a portfolio of 25, 30 homes. And maybe you are leasing most of them. Maybe some of them, your family are living in them. But you have a portfolio that the longer you hold that portfolio, the more value that portfolio is going to have. If we look back in the last 30 years or even 40 years, I mean, think back in city of Los Angeles. I remember my dad telling me he bought his home in West Los Angeles for $70,000. Well, that home now today mm-hmm. is a little over $1 million. So I'm not saying, hey, keep the homes for 40 years, but there is a lot of value into doing that too as well. Or making sure that you're partner up with somebody that is going to really show you what the return of investment is going to be. And that's probably the most important part of it. Obviously, we all want a return of investment. Some investments are going to be slow and other investments are going to be fast. If we're looking for a flip and that flip, maybe the home belongs to a hoarder or it belongs to somebody that has let the home go for many, many years, and it happens to be in a very good area of Los Angeles or in the Valley or anywhere in Southern California, then we need to jump on that immediately. We need to see what we can do to acquire this property, fix it up, and put it back on the market. And then now you have yourself a nice return of investment. But we have to look at those numbers and see what makes sense for every individual, right? Whether,
yes.
like, again, whether you have $20,000 or $20 million to invest, it's going to have to make sense at the end of the day. But I will say start small. Start with something that is not – you're not going to lose your livelihood because you lost money on, mm-hmm. on a big investment. You start small and then you move your way up. One of the things that I did is I started off with $100,000 homes and then I moved my way up all the way up to, you know, maybe $1 million home because I can afford to do that. And I know if it goes south, I can sustain that and I can keep it. So you got to see where you're at and what level you're going to be in and how much money you're willing to invest. And then you got to look at your future too right now. As an athlete, I mean, some athletes have a 10-year span in the business or maybe 20 years if they're out there, right? But so you got to look at that too as well. It's like, okay, what's going to happen afterwards, after my 10-year mark?
Mm-hmm.
Or if I happen to get injured, what's going to happen to me? Am I going to have 25, 30 rentals out there that maybe they're almost paid off or they are completely paid off, but that's another source of income that I have. And that's super, super important.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the part that a lot of folks forget. And that's what I mean by keeping it simple, knowing the numbers and knowing what that's going to give you in the near future. Not only as property values continue to go up, you want to say, okay, well, even if I don't plan to sell this property, you know, what can I get in terms of rents? You know, can that sustain? Can I still survive with what I'm getting with rents? And, you know, can I pass this on to my family members? Can I pass it on to my kids? That's the most important part, I believe. And my personal experience and what I've done with other folks and what I've seen very successful people do is that they normally have a nice size book of business, real estate out there that is generating some kind of income for them. Month in and month out.
Yes. Yes. And that's where we want people to get, you know, some of the people that come through us are the executives or the managerial staff, you know, that work for some of these entities, whether it's a television station or a film company or, you know, a pro team. Right. And so,
right.
you know, we want to be able to hit them, but we also want to be able to hit those that, you know, they do have the big money and really teach them how to do it. We just partnered with a gentleman who does it on the financial side. He doesn't do any real estate, but he does it on the tax planning, trying to assist them in keeping some of the money that they have. You know, he teaches them how to keep 80%. So imagine this, and this is what I wanted to talk to you about over in L.A., is imagine he's teaching them to keep 80% and now they have additional monies to invest and then they can come over in our program and invest that money on, you know, real estate, even if it's an extra 20,000, an extra 40,000, extra million, you know, in some cases,
right.
That's a good thing because now you've got both sides. You're saving money that you didn't need to spend because you know how to plan your taxes And, you know, athletes have different things that they can get that the general public can't get, right? So then you have your extra money, and now they're benefiting themselves by investing an extra extra $20,000 here, an extra $30,000 here, an extra $10,000 there. And now, like you said, they're building their legacy. And that's what I've always wanted for our athletes, because I'm so tired of hearing how they're going broke and they have nothing. And I
right.
want to be able to educate, along with you, educate the agents, educate the athletes, and then help save them some money and help build a legacy. You know, and that's kind of what we want to do. You know, as we were talking about flipping is so popular, what is the least amount of money that you've seen a person be able to get a flip for? You know, LA, I'm from California. You're from California. It's probably the most expensive place in the whole wide world in comparison
right.
to some of the areas like, you know, maybe Colorado or, you know, Atlanta or wherever, it's the South. In California, what have you seen? Is it always 100,000 is the cap, or is there something less out there?
And caps are kind of all over the place. Obviously, some investors have limited, they want to limit themselves. They want to make a certain amount of money per deal. Most of the times what I recommend folks is we have to find the properties that are very unique and they're in a tough situation. Once it hits an MLS, once it's out there in the public and it's like, hey, this is a great deal, it's a tear down, that is probably not the best deal possible. Like when you find them on Zillow and Realtor, I mean, they're all great institutions out there, but once they get out there in the public, they're not really good deals. I mean, sometimes you can find some pretty good deals, but the deals that I'm talking about is I do have resources that will tell you, hey, these are the baby boomers, these are empty nesters, these particular homes in the neighborhood are vacant. Maybe we are hitting up a neighborhood where, you know, we know the homes in the neighborhood should be around $700,000 to $1 million. And then you find this home in the middle of the neighborhood and you can tell this is the only one's different. The grass is really tall. It doesn't look like it's fixed up. Those are the ones we want to door knock. We want to go after those homes and say, hey, we want to find out about their situation. You know, what situation are they in? Maybe they're in trouble with their mortgage. Maybe they need to move out. And this is where somebody can capitalize on a great opportunity, because if you're able to buy something like that for $400,000 or $500,000 and knowing there's a potential for you to make, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars in the property or even more, then that's a good return of investment there. There's smaller mm-hmm. investments areas in Los Angeles, obviously, but if you're going to be looking in the metro area of LA, I mean, our demographics is changing drastically. I mean, almost by the day. If you look at downtown LA, you know, at some point, you know, you can say it was probably a little depressed. People were not investing in that side mm-hmm. of town, but now you're seeing a lot of these places, people investing on that side of town because they're buying those old buildings and they're creating, you know, studios and they're creating condos and things like that and townhomes. So it's coming back, and it's a very unique area. And, you know, not only are they expensive to buy those places, to acquire them, you know, once you fix them up, but the rents there are, you know, very, very expensive. I mean, same thing's happening with Inglewood. In Inglewood, it's an area where, yeah, it's a regular community. You're going to see anything between 600 and up in that area, 600,000 and up. But now with the stadium coming in town, you're starting to see a lot of these bigger buildings, bigger lots, creating some big, you know, townhomes around the neighborhood. Those are good
yeah.
opportunities for anybody, because now you can go from a $600,000 home, but now you have this 3-4-story building that you might have, I don't know, 20 apartments in there. And now that has more value. Obviously, that's going to be worth $3, $4, $5 million minimum. At that point. So there's definitely an
yeah.
area in LA, you can never really go wrong really in investments. Whether the market's
yeah.
up or down, there's always opportunity. And that's also across the nation. There's always opportunity out there. But in California in general, most people want to live out here. I mean, you know, right now it's a little chilly, but we do have the best weather out here. It is
yes.
a nice place. Everything's nearby. If you're an athlete, you got everything in the tip of your hands. So there's always opportunities. We just got to find those unique opportunities. Once we know what the budgets look like and what we're looking for, or we're trying to acquire a book of business or whatever it is, then it's up to me to find those opportunities for that individual, for that investor. That's kind of how the best way to do it and find those opportunities. But yes, there's tons of money to be made in finding some of these. And believe it or not, there's a lot of homes out there, a ton of real estate.
Well, there's
that is
people that live in LA,
right.
You know, so I would imagine that there's, you know, in comparison to most places, you know, when I'm out there, traffic's a little heavy, of course. But other than that, I mean, it's so spread out. You know, you've got the area that's over by San Clarita, you know, you've got the area that's, you know, it's on the other side, you've got your Malibus and, you know, that area by the water, by the ocean. I mean, you really have a true pick of where you want to be. And I mean, yeah, you got to travel a little bit to get inside, you know, downtown and to the airport. But the good thing is that your property will be making a lot of money, you know.
Absolutely.
And
over
like
the years,
here in Vegas, Vegas right now is growing because of the Raiders coming. So, you know, things happen,
right.
Like you said, the Inglewood area. Things happen where the city makes different changes and different choices of where they're going to do things, and then all of a sudden it spikes, you know, it goes up. So one of the things that I wanted to talk to you really quickly about, too, is you know, one of the big things that I see in the sports world and in entertainment world is people want to buy houses, they want to do things, but they're almost scared to do it because they want privacy. They want privacy, you know? And so I want to talk a little bit about that. We have about 8 minutes, 9 minutes left. And so I want to talk about the way that you and I talked about, you know, making sure that TMZ and all these other places are not going to know what these people are doing. We keep it from them. We have a network of people that we work with, and that each of us understands that code of ethics where, yes, this is a person that's going to do business with us, but not everybody needs to know it. I mean, we know it's public. We know it's public knowledge when people buy homes, you know, but it doesn't mean that we have to be that source. And so your group and our group, I know, can keep it under wraps and also give them the respect that they're wanting, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So the first things, obviously, you got to have a team when you're ready to do an investment or go out there and buy some property. The team that I normally are going to recommend is one is a financial planner, an accountant, which you already have. You got to have a realtor that knows how to handle that type of situation and keep it very private. And then you got to have an attorney that's going to create some different identities for you, right? So you don't, if I'm John Smith and I happen to be a very successful athlete, I'm out there, I don't want to put property under my name. I'm going to want to have, you know, maybe a trust. Maybe I want to have create a corporation where I buy property. So that way, you know, the TMCs of the world are not going to catch wind of what you're doing and how many properties you have. That is strictly confidential. Obviously, I will not be in business if I can't keep my word and be confidential. So that's whether it's an athlete or any client.
Yeah.
I got to keep this, you know, very confidential. It's between me and that client. I have a fiduciary obligation to that individual. So, but it's getting that team together. And then when we go out shopping, a lot of times when it comes to folks that are out there on TV or they're athletes, it's more, a lot of times I do the shopping myself. I might go out there and I might tour home. I might do some videos. And then once I know that the person likes the idea, then obviously, you know, we can set something up where everything is very private. We can take them to the location and, you know, scope out the place and see what they think about it. And if they want to write an offer, everything's confidential once we go from there.
Awesome.
So we should.
So now tell me really quickly so that they know this. When you scope out and you bring something back, what are you seeing right now as the turnaround times for a yes or no from the potential client and completion? Is it still 45, 60 days, or sometimes it's or when it's cash? Or give me an idea about that.
Yeah, so cash is always king, right? So if you have cash and you want to pay cash for a property, we can close that as quick as 15 days, sometimes even sooner if we can get through inspections and things like that. I do have a pool of people, inspectors and other affiliates that will help us go through the process pretty quickly and do our due diligence at the same time. But it's very quick. If you're going to be financing or you want a 30-day escrow, we have the option. You know, the buyer and ourselves, we have the option of whatever's going to work best for them, depending on the property. Now, if we're looking for a big, you know, apartment complex where you have 40 units or 20 units, well, obviously that's going to take a little bit more time, not
yeah.
because the escrow has mm-hmm. to be longer, but it's because we have a lot more places to inspect. So normally
yeah.
the client does not need to go out there. It's recommended, but a celebrity or an athlete, someone of that caliber, they don't have to go out there and inspect every single unit. That is, I will have to hire the professionals to go out there, do the inspections, and then I will be the person or someone on my team to go out there and be able to inspect every single unit and then bring back that information and then go from there. So it really depends on the
mm-hmm.
individual and what they want. But yeah, it's more important as the listening skills on my behalf that if you're looking for a 5-bedroom with, you know, all the bells and whistles or whatever those bells and whistles are going to be, it's up to me to find the best location here in Southern California, in Los Angeles, for them. And once I narrow it down, I said, okay, I know you like these three different neighborhoods, then I'm gonna really search that particular those neighborhoods and really put some marketing out there, try to find something that may not even be on the market, so that way I can come back and say, hey, I do have a property, it's not in the market, here's some pictures, I took a video for you. There's a tour. We can do a tour together because we do have that technology to be able to do that. And we can
mm-hmm.
discuss. And then if they're interested, man, we can come right in. The moment we write an offer, it's very simple. Everything now is electronically. So whether you're in Washington, D.C., or you're here in Los Angeles, you don't have to come into my office to do paperwork. Everything is done electronically. I will walk you through it over the phone. We can see the same forms. And then you can DocuSign everything. And then your offer is submitted, and then we go from there. So it's pretty simple. It's a very simple process if you're working
that's
with
good.
The right professionals. Yeah.
Yes, that's good because, you know, some of the athletes, like you said, are not in the L.A. area. They may just be purchasing something, you know, to have as an investment. And then, of course, you know, we're pulling together a network that will be able to help them otherwise. And then the good thing, too, is – you can also, somebody that lives in LA, you can also list and sell their property, right?
Absolutely. Actually, I can list and sell
yeah.
their property anywhere in the state of California if they have property here. If it's a commercial property, I can actually list and sell anywhere in the United States.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
That's good to know. Because we plan, as you know, we plan on being really aggressive in this space year. You know, 2019, everybody's saying this is the year. This is the year for, you know, people to come up and really, you know, invest money and do the right thing and really build wealth for their families. So that's something that we really are focused on as well. And so I really commend you and your group, you know, for doing what you do. And I know that we're going to make some major headways this year. Is there anything else that you would give as advice? We've got about 2 minutes.
Okay, well, I'm going to give some advice in a minute, but I do want to say something. Because of my affiliation with HomeSmart and where I'm at right now, we do have offices throughout the
okay.
country. And so one of the things that I normally do for somebody that is, you know, for your public and the athletes and celebrities, one of the things that we can do is they can always just deal with me. Even if I'm not licensed in Nevada, I do have agents
mm-hmm.
in Nevada. So all I will take is I can make an arrangement with somebody out there, but I can always take care of them. So remember, we're going back to being confidential. We don't want a whole lot of people knowing. I can easily fly
yeah.
over and say, hey, I want to see these 5 properties. Can you give me access? We'll work out the details later, and then I can easily help the client from there. And they will only be dealing with me, so that makes it more confidential and easier because you're always dealing with the same person.
Well, that's great. You know, that's like almost like that show that's on HGTV where the gentleman takes the people from the lottery, and he shows
yeah.
them around, and he's the point person, even though there are realtors and other people that are involved in the process. So that's awesome.
Absolutely.
We would welcome that because we want to make sure that we're giving good service. We want to make sure that we're keeping things private for them. And we also want to make sure that, you know, we keep track of everybody that we work with so that we can go back and have repeat customers and also referrals and things of that nature. Because once you do something good for one person, you know, they start talking and telling their friends and their other athletes and the people that they work with. And so that's what we're looking to build here. So I just thank you so much for giving us that last minute information. And of course, I would love to invite you back as this process gets started with more information and more things that we can share with our audience. And we thank you so much, Renee, for joining us today.
I want to thank you so much, Alexis, for having me on this show. And I wish everybody luck. And real estate, you just got to get started.
Get started. Yeah. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.